Yes. 119 arrow, white books.
Hallelujah. praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we worship you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. The Bible says, whom having not seen, ye love. And though you see him not, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. I never imagined I could love someone so much that I've never seen with my natural eyes. But oh, we have spiritual eyes as well. And the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us and makes him precious to us. Unto those who believe, Peter said, is the preciousness, or he is precious. Is Jesus precious to you tonight? That, of course, speaks of his great value. Oh, how we love him, because he first loved us. And the Holy Spirit would like Jesus to become more precious to us, and he can do that for us tonight as we spend time in his presence. He can open our eyes to see the beauty of Jesus and to see his glory. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we pray that that the Spirit of God throughout this camp tonight will reveal to us in a greater measure the preciousness of Jesus. Lord, we don't realize how precious you are, how beautiful you are, Lord. God, we can't comprehend that, but that the Holy Spirit revealed Jesus to us. Open our eyes, Lord, our spiritual eyes, our inner eyes. Cause your light to shine into our hearts. And let us see Jesus more clearly. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for the measure in which you have made yourself real to us and the love that you put in our heart for yourself and how precious you have become. But, Lord, we know you're much more than that. And so tonight we are open to a fresh and richer and fuller revelation of our Savior. Do it for the young ladies down in the village, Lord. Make Jesus precious to them. Lord, make them to know his love. And Jesus, we pray that their lives will be transformed as they get a greater sight of you, and that the lives that they live hereafter will be lives of loving Jesus and giving themselves to him and he to them. We pray that you'll make yourself real to the little children as well. Oh, praise God. We think of our cottagers and the little children on the grounds here. Lord, make yourself real to them. Make yourself precious. Touch them tonight, Lord, we pray. Thank you for good reports of young people opening their hearts, seeking God. And we pray, Lord, that you'll just continue your wonderful work among them. Cover this camp with your precious blood, we pray tonight. And let the Spirit, the oil, be poured over the blood. Oh, that anointing. Hallelujah. Let everyone come under and sense, oh, the greatness of our God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was speaking to Sister Bethany, my daughter, and she was telling me about the village. So what's been happening down there? Well, last night we had prayer. Now, sometimes they do prayer with the young people a little differently than we do here. She had prayer stations, different places where the young people were to go, and there were instructions for them what to pray about or what to do there. And she said, she looked around and she said, kids were crying all over the place. And it wasn't because they weren't happy. They would go to a prayer station. They'd get down on their knees and they'd do what it says. Pray about this. Ask Jesus. Lift your hands and ask Jesus to make himself more real to you. And she'd look and she'd see the kids with their hands raised and tears coming down their face. Then they'd go to the next station. And it had something to do with meditating upon certain scriptures. Breathe in. Create in me a clean heart. And breathe out and renew a right spirit within me. And do that. And just think about those words and let the Lord speak to you. And so they were crying there too. And so they were crying all over the place. Of course, we know that girls can get very emotional at times. And when they feel God's touch, that they're tender. But we want it to go much deeper than the emotions, of course. And we're glad. We're glad for the indications that they're opening their hearts and reaching out. And now we have to pray that God will do something very real and deep and lasting in their hearts. And he seems to be doing that, for which we thank him. In answer to prayer, we've heard good reports in the cottage as well, how God is blessing the children, how they're opening up to him. And, oh, that's wonderful. There's more hope for a person that opens up to God than maybe someone that maybe is greatly gifted and so on. I worked with young people for many years in the Ridgewood Church and in Canarsie. And some young people were a problem, and they had difficult natures, and just looking at them, there didn't seem to be too much hope for them. But you know, when I would see them lift their hands, when I would see them get to the altar, when I would see them open up to God, I said, there's more hope for that young person than for someone that doesn't open to God. They outwardly may be more acceptable and presentable, but you know, everything depends upon our openness to God and our reaching out to him. That makes all the difference. That makes a lasting difference. And so if we hear that the young people are opening their hearts to the Lord, well, then we ought to rejoice and believe that God will have his full way in each and every one of them. Thank God for that. Praise God. You know, the wonderful thing about camp is everyone here has a part in the ministry of camp. You guests as well. You come and we ask you to pray with us and believe God. And many of you guests have children down in the cottage, down in the village. And so you have an invested interest that God will come and touch these hearts. And so staff members, we're part of the ministry here. And of course, those that counsel and so on. And we want to thank our staff. It's been a busy week for them, and they've made life so pleasant for us. We've been eating well. The grounds are kept up so lovely. I hear sweeping when I wake up in the morning around the lodge and even blowers. And the kitchen and just the rooms. You know, it's a real team effort. But what if we didn't have that? What if we didn't have decent cooks? And what if I was the cook? I mean, how much spaghetti can you eat, you know? What if someone else was the housekeeper and they swept all the dirt under the rug or under the bed? You know, it wouldn't be a place where people would want to come back. And so, you know, all of these natural things are really, they all contribute to the blessing of this place. And they make it so pleasant to be here to see God. And so thank you for your hard work. Praise God. I'd like to sing with you, "Jesus is All the World to Me." That's also in our hard-covered book. And that's number 477, 477. I'd like to welcome the Guadalupe sisters, our sister Jody and Karen, right, that joined us today, and Ryder and Ryan, right? Yes, hi men. Glad you're with us. We know the Lord's going to bless you, and you have a great time at camp. And one day you'll be campers, perhaps, and that's something to look forward to. Anybody else arrived today? I'm surprised that Stephen and Valerie are still here. I thought I was saying goodbye to you.
Sorry.
That's okay, you okay? You're forgiven. Okay. Well, we're glad that all of you are here, and so let's sing this together. Praise God.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad to him I go, no other one can cheer me so.
praise him for a moment. Hallelujah. Oh, he deserves all the praise we can give. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus, we love you, Lord. We adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious Savior, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus, amen. So, have you lifted your hands in meeting yet? Do you ever do that? Well, that's a good thing to do. It helps to yield our bodies to God. We worship him with our spirit, our soul, and our body. And we talked about surrender. Well, that's one way of surrendering. That's an expression of surrender. Lord, I just surrender my life to you, right? We talked about reaching out to Jesus. Well, that's a way of reaching out to Jesus, right? Oh, God, my hands are doing what my soul is doing. We need God's touch in our bodies. Well, yield your body to him. Your body's his temple. Let him touch it. Let him fill it. Let him bring healing, restoration, refreshing to our physical being. We have to learn to yield ourselves to God. The more we do, the more we draw from him. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Don't be afraid to lift your hands when the Spirit of God prompts you to clap. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, the Bible tells us. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Don't be afraid to get on your knees. Get on your face before God. Don't be afraid to dance in the Spirit as God's Spirit comes upon you. Oh, I remember how Sister Caroline used to dance in the Spirit, and as she danced, the glory of God came down on the meeting. Everybody recognized it. God came. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We belong to you, Lord. Body, soul, and spirit, you have a right to do with us whatever you desire. We're yours, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, teach us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Jesus, we love you so. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Know ye not, ye are the temple. We're going to bring that down.
We're temples, not skyscrapers. Okay.
Oh, know ye not, ye are the temple.
There was a time when praising God was so unnatural to me and so awkward and difficult, lifting my voice. I tell the people in Canarsie, if you're afraid to lift your voice and praise God, if you're afraid of your own voice, you can be sure the devil isn't. But if you're not afraid of your own voice and you praise God with all that is within you, that scares the devil. He has to step back. Oh, praise God. And to lift my hands, that was torture. Couldn't imagine doing that. But you know, when you get your eyes off yourself and everybody else, and you just get your eyes on Jesus, oh, you come into a liberty, you come into a freedom. You can praise God in the way that He deserves to be praised. The Spirit of God anoints you and flows through you. Hallelujah, as you worship Him. And you'll find it's so easy to lift your hands, so easy to lift your voice. God will put into your heart even the things to say. Jesus, I love you. Oh, I praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then you'll begin to speak in other tongues, and God will just flow through you and be exalted. Hallelujah. God will make it more natural for you to be a worshiper. So it starts out a little bit awkward, perhaps, but if you realize the importance of worshiping God and giving Him the glory, and you apply yourself, God will meet you. Hallelujah. Nobody can praise God for you. You've got to praise Him for yourself. Hallelujah. But when you do, oh, how He comes to you. So I'm glad for the liberty that Jesus has brought me into. I'd like to enter into greater liberty and in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And that comes by practicing and yielding and entering in and doing what God directs us to do in our meetings and then at home in your private life. Don't limit your praise and singing and worship only to church services. Get alone with God. Pick up your hymn book. Sing to Him. Worship Him. When you're driving in the car, oh, hallelujah. Worship Him all day long. Hallelujah. And you'll see. He'll come to you all day long. Amen. So nice to have our brother Paul back. We've missed him. It's the first I've seen of him. I have a little book. I checked off. A Paul sighting. A brother Paul sighting. Would you like to say something to us, brother Paul? We'd like to hear your voice.
I was thinking recently how I may take God for granted. what we're dealing with. I was praying recently that I don't want to take God for granted. It's, in one way, it's very good for us to feel comfortable enough when we fail or when we sin to come to Him. It's wonderful that we have that assurance that His grace prevails over us. But I wonder sometimes if I take that for granted and am careless, perhaps, and just know that the Lord knows that I'm weak and whatever. And in connection with that, I want to be praying about the fear of God, how we've gotten away from actually fearing God. God is a fearful God. He's a loving God. He's a full of grace. But He's also a just God. Someone that we have to fear. And so I pray that the Lord will help us all here at camp to realize exactly who God is and exactly who we are, how undeserving we are, but how gracious He is, but don't take Him for granted. God's not finished with us, is He? No, He's a work in progress, as they say. Thank God that He is there for us. And as I said, I know that He wants to work in us a deeper work while we're here at camp, whether it's for a week or 2 weeks or the whole summer. God wants to work a deep, deep work in our hearts. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, thanks the Lord. Amen.
Holy.